Like we can. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Before I begin the show, I'd like to acknowledge that we're on Treaty 1 territory and the land which we broadcast from, the land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Ojibwe, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Thank you. folks. You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard The Prosecuted by Final Cut from their album Deep Into the Cut. And I have a special guest with me on the show today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is James, and my project is called Viva Non.
Okay. You want to tell me a little bit about your project?
Yeah, of course. So started out in 2016, so it's kind of been at it for a while now. Since then, I've been going through kind of like a lot of different styles. Currently, I'm kind of working within the realm of like 90s techno, kind of industrial and EBM influences in there. So kind of like a lot of classic influences, but with an emphasis on modern sound design.
Okay, so what kind of inspired you to, I guess, go down this like path or like start this project?
Yeah, so as far as like where I ended up musically now, I've actually wanted to do this for a long time. Even before I started the project in 2016, I was kind of like playing around with instrumental stuff, but it never quite clicked for me. It didn't feel like I ever got anything that was release ready. But of course, I like a lot of different music. So I kind of when I started out, it really started out as like a synth pop project. I kind of started working in electronic music a few years before that, got really into production. And I've always kind of been doing the band thing since like in the middle of high school or whatever. I love like to travel and play shows. This was kind of, this band was a good vehicle to kind of do that over a long period of time.
Okay. And the name Viva Non.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. Like it's, it doesn't carry behind it a ton of like, you know, literal or figurative meaning or whatever. I like the symmetry of it. I think it just kind of like looks cool. Kind of a nice little, bonus is that, today when you try to Google a band name and like, it doesn't come up, this one actually does, because there's just nothing else on earth called Viva Non. So that kind of a little bit about the name.
That's kind of a bonus because you'll be easily found, but at the same time, less people might find you by accident.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. No one's finding this by accident. That's for sure.
Yeah. So next, we're gonna play your song "Calling." Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song? And
sure. So this was actually the very first song that I released in this style. This song came out in 2023. And before this came out, I was already kind of like doing instrumentally like focused techno stuff for about 2 years. And I'd had like, you know, a lot of tracks written before then. We were playing like live sets. My partner Catherine used to play in it as well. So we took that out and traveled on it a little bit. This is essentially the first song that I got to the point that I felt like I can release this. This is a good I feel good about kind of like what this says about this project now. It's really like EBM influenced kind of techno stuff.
Okay. So it's kind of the first time that you felt like you wanted to share it widely.
Exactly. And you know what? I might be a little bit conservative about that, but I do think that the selection process for a band or like recording artist is, it's important to kind of, I think to like be pretty picky about what you put out there. Of course, it can be like overdone though, and maybe I'm a little bit over the top, but yeah, I kind of like, I maybe release like 5% of what I write.
Okay. It makes me very curious about like what the other 95% of it is, but
totally. Yeah. It's a lot of bad ideas, to be honest. Like, you know, that's why, but and I maybe that's just that kind of speaks to like how much I actually am experimenting. That's kind of, I think the nature of like experimental music is a lot of the times you're like sitting down, and what you're trying to achieve a lot of the time doesn't end up working, but then kind of the magic of it is sometimes it does. So that's cool.
That's kind of what experimenting is. Okay. Right. So without further ado, here's Calling by Vivanon.
We'll be right back. to continue to learn, continue to learn.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am here with a special guest today, Vivanon, and you just heard Harm in Hand by Silent Serpent. So, can you tell me why you picked this song?
Yeah, Silent Serpent has been an enormous influence for me and a lot of people kind of operating in this scene. Unfortunately, last year, I think it was earlier this year, he passed away with his wife, Simone Ling, and Juan Mendez. That was kind of very like a devastating thing that kind of happened to this community. But all three of them are wonderful artists, and yeah, their influence will go on a lot further, that's for sure.
Oh, that's really sad. That like an accident? I don't know.
This is maybe a good warning. It was a fentanyl overdose. So very devastating.
That's awful. Yeah. my inappropriate laughter, because I just don't know how to cope with things. Right. And I guess Silent Servant has, like, how has Silent Servant influenced you?
So he kind of started out doing techno in the 90s. So when you kind of are talking about like 90s techno, he's actually kind of one of the people that was operating in that. One of the more kind of important kind of groups that he was in, they were called Sandwell District. And a really kind of like original thing that they did was they kind of like mixed like punk aesthetics with kind of that like minimal techno sound. In terms of actually Juan Mendez, Silent Servant, he was a graphic designer as well. So he did a lot of really cool visuals around his projects. And also kind of another thing that he did a lot was, of course, he was like a music lover in general. So he would bring in kind of like a lot of non-techno stuff into the realm of dance music and use it in kind of techno tracks. And I find that approach to be really important if you're going to like keep things interesting and kind of hit different notes of emotion as opposed to just four on the floor beats kind of thing.
Okay, cool. And I guess you can hear that in your own music. Like how does it, I guess, translate into what you...
Yeah, totally. I try. Like, I find that, something that I kind of do in a similar way is an approach kind of from like sound design first, I'm using kind of like similar styles of synth sounds, kind of like maybe using a wavetable synth kind of like mixed within like an analog sine wave kind of thing for bass. There's a lot of inspiration in terms of just like the general approach, but then also just the kind of sounds that people are using within kind of industrial techno as well.
Cool. I wish I knew more about techno, but I guess I'm learning.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna go listen to a whole bunch of Silent Servant after this. So our next song that you've chosen is Easy Go
Nux Vomica is the original artist, and then this is a remix by Semantics. Nux Vomica is this really cool like visual artist and kind of like synth artist from New York. Semantics is kind of like this EBM techno project from Dallas. The original song Easy Go isn't all that EBM, but then Semantics kind of just turned it into this EBM banger, and it's really fun. It's been in most of my DJ sets when I've been playing lately.
Okay, so it's like one of those like staples that you usually include somehow.
Keep on coming back to it. Yes, absolutely.
And then how has it influenced some of your other like music?
It actually hasn't. I kind of like
Just something you wanted everyone to hear.
exactly. So no, I mean like I don't mean to say that it's definitely like within the realm that I'm operating for sure. Like it really kind of fits. But kind of like this you know what? It's funny. It's actually like really a lot more similar to Calling, the track that was like kind of earlier in this session. But yeah, the stuff that I'm writing now, I'm not as focused on those kind of like 16th note bass lines kind of thing. But yeah, still love it, just kind of doing different stuff now.
Okay, so we're going to listen to Easy Go. back, folks. You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard Cruel Threat by Vivanon, who's here with us today. Hey, so I guess tell me a little bit about your song Cruel Threat.
Yeah, this is the most recent song to come out. This one came out in the fall. For this one, I was, I'm trying to think. So I've always kind of like really loved the project, Dead Can Dance, which is not a techno project at all. There's actually this other kind of techno artist called Ancient Methods, and he's kind of like really influenced by them. So essentially this song like was a little bit of kind of my attempt to, kind of get some inspiration from the source and try my hand at that.
You're throwing out like so many names that like I haven't heard before. I'm like, you should have your own radio show. Just some techno stuff at night.
I would have a lot of fun with that actually. That'd be really sweet. That's kind of like why I love like DJing so much, is just like trying to, have you heard this, you know, like that's kind of like my energy up there, which is pretty funny.
Well, there's always room for another radio DJ.
might follow up on that.
Okay. So that you said this just came out in the fall, and then I guess what made it part of that 5% of your songs that you wanted to share?
Right. Yeah, no, it was kind of the like hypnotic. I find it to be like a really, when like a really simple idea can get me into like a hypnotic state. I really like it. Like, you know, when you're listening to music and you kind of like a little bit like lose sense of time and you get a little bit like zoned out and you're just kind of like lost in it. It's kind of like, probably just 5% of my ideas get me to do that. And that's kind of the litmus test almost.
Okay. So like, I guess I'm thinking about it in my own experience. And I know a lot of people say like the words like lost in music or something like that. But I think for me anyway, it's almost like hyper-focus.
Sure.
If that makes any sense.
Kind of like interesting.
Yeah. Where you're just like so focused that the rest of the world does go away.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure we're talking about the
like
same thing.
A similar thing, just maybe experienced slightly differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Humans are funny that way.
Cool.
All right.
I mean, that's kind of like, that's really the joy of music though, is like, and when you can be listening to something that, even especially like eccentric and weird stuff where something is kind of like offbeat, but like you enjoy it and you don't know why. And then like you look at over at your bud or another human and you can tell that they're having the same experience with it. I think that's like a really cool part of music.
The collective group experience, like what people experience at concerts and music festivals.
Exactly. We're going back to the basics here.
Yeah.
What is music? Yeah.
Do you have any other, I guess, projects coming up? Or
So I am finishing up my fourth album right now. It'll be my first record in this new style, so I'm really excited for that. And as for shows, I'm playing Hot Goth on August 10th, and I'm very excited for that. That's gonna be a fun one.
Okay, so I guess Hot Goth, when is it, where is it?
It's at the Blue Note, August 10th. I want to say like doors are at 7 or something like that. There are tickets out there for pre-sale, so definitely encourage people to go and get that. This is the, I think the third year that it's been running, and the last two were both really well attended and super fun events.
Mm-hmm. Do you need Strath Goth to go?
Sorry, what's that?
I said, do you need to dress like a goth in order to go?
No, you don't, but a lot of people do, and that's super fun. I kind of find that hot goth is like refreshingly not a very like typical goth fest. And a lot of the that's kind of like reflected in the acts that are performing as well. It's kind of more of an alternative night, so it's really great.
Yeah, like goth influenced, maybe a little less gatekeepy.
Exactly. And like I was kind of telling Rob Nags this a while ago, like I kind of feel like a lot of the goth tropes have stuck around, like they're a little bit too prevalent, like the when we think of goth music and the kind of the originators of it, they were pretty original when they came out, but then like the it's been 40 years and like a lot of the stuff is a bit too similar now. So I kind of like how
There needs to be a little bit more experimentation. It needs to
exactly.
grow. Things change. Culture changes. Music
Absolutely.
changes. Language changes. Everything changes.
Yeah, everything.
Still somehow like has a, I guess, a root back to that. This is a question that I ask all the guests about where in Winnipeg is your favorite venue to play?
Ooh,
Since we're talking about playing venues.
totally. I'm gonna say the Handsome Daughter. I've probably played there as Vivanon more than anywhere else. And yeah, for that reason, and kind of like many others, I like the sound there is really good. Eric right now is the sound guy's name,
Does
and
a great job.
for sure. And also I love like a room that can feel full with 20 people. I think that intimate shows are super fun. And it's kind of like a style of show that I really enjoy. So yeah, Handsome Daughter.
Handsome daughter. And I guess if people want to listen to your music and follow you, where can they find, I guess, your stuff? Like, is it on Bandcamp or some of it's on Spotify, but not all of it?
I think most of it should be on Spotify. I'm trying to think if there's, yeah, I don't think there's anything that isn't. But yeah, it's all on Bandcamp as well. All of the streaming platforms that should be there. And then as far as following me on socials, I'm most active on Instagram, at VivaNon Music.
So you have one more song for us.
So Reika is a Spanish producer and artist that I've been really into, and I find this song to be just a really good mix of kind of like more ambient sounds and kind of like electro rhythms and stuff. It's really great.
And how has I guess influenced you or?
So I mean, actually, this song not really because I just found it today. It will influence me though, so for the future. But
Okay, so we should listen to your future albums to hear how this has impacted your musical style.
exactly. But Reika in general, kind of her like other songs that I have heard before have really solidified my love of like those like off time like electro hi-hat things. I love those. Which are present in this song as well, so you'll be able to hear what I'm saying.
Be able to hear what you're talking about. All right, so that's going to be our last song for today. Thank you for sharing all this music and being able to talk about it and actually describe the sounds that I'm going to be we're hearing. No, because I actually think that's very, I guess, one of the things that I also enjoy, but can't always articulate it, if that makes any sense.
Oh, of course. I mean, like, I don't feel like I'm super good at articulating it either. So I, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's tough. I know where you're coming from.
All right. So enjoy the song by Rika and keep it locked to CKUW 95.9 FM. Star Road Junction is coming up next.
Just kidding, not the last song. That concludes the interview with Vivanon. However, I am going to play two more Vivanon songs, Totally Onside and To Breathe. Hope you enjoy.
Tends to lift you up.